From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Zach Condon from the band Beirut had an idea. Go to Mexico and hire a band to play his new songs. Zach Condon is a traveler, and he seems to drink the music of other cultures. He also seems to have a penchant for horns. Disc one of his new double EP was recorded with a 19-piece Mexican band. It's called March of Zapotec, and this song is called The Shrew. Beirut was recorded in Oaxaca, Mexico. It's one part of an enjoyable, adventurous double EP that comes out on the 17th of February. The song we just played is from the EP called March of Zapotec, and the other EP is an electronic-y pop EP under the moniker Real People, and that one's called Holland. The Nashville musicians known as Darla Farmer are another band in love with horns and the circus of fun that trombones and trumpets stir up in music. This seven-piece ensemble are about to release an ambitious debut CD called Rewiring the Electric Forest. It was recorded in Omaha with producer Mike Mogus, known for his long partnership with Bright Eyes, Cursive, and Jenny Lewis. This song from Darla Farmer is called The Strangler Fig.
Spoiled by the dawn, a narrow conclusion, the cost of time to toast the sublime has become a game. It's been feeding the shame.
The band is Darla Farmer, and the song we just heard from a CD that comes out in February on the 17th is called Rewiring the Electric Forest. Dark Was the Night is a forthcoming two-disc set that is full of talent and all in the name of HIV and AIDS awareness. Here are some of the musicians you might know: The Books, featuring Jose Gonzalez, Bon Iver, Grizzly Bear, Iron and Wine, Feist, Sufjan Stevens, Spoon, Arcade Fire, My Morning Jacket. Find any good reasons to support this cause yet? The CD comes out on February 17th, and this is the lead-off track. It's by Dirty Projectors with David Byrne, and the song is called Knotty Pine.
Precision, all of my dance, all of my
the Dirty Projectors from a soon-to-be-released 2-CD set called Dark Was the Night, and that song was called Knotty Pine. Rokia Traore is a gorgeous singer from Mali, but unlike many artists we've played from West Africa, Traore is not a traditional singer. Her fourth CD is called Chamanche. It's a graceful and tender record with all the songs written by Traore except for one, a delicate version of Billie Holiday's The Man I Love. But in the same way this isn't a traditional record, it isn't a blues record either. Chamanche is a record that has an extraordinary vibe. You can hear it in the traditional Mali instrument, the ngone, which is a harp-sounding instrument, but you can also hear it in the distorted Gretsch guitar. This is the opening track. It's called Dunia.
Fajr banna, dil fitr banna, kalu.
Rokia Traore singing a song from her new CD. The song is called Dunia. There's a slow and languid new record from Anthony and the Johnsons. Anthony has a voice I quite like, but it's fair to say that it's an acquired taste. He's been recording with Lou Reed and Bjork and Rufus Wainwright, Marianne Faithfull, Brian Ferry, and so many more. But it was 2005 since the last full-length album by Anthony and the Johnsons was released. Now comes The Crying Light, an album of mostly quiet, sad ballads. This track is called Her Eyes Are Underneath the Ground.
Her eyes are underneath the ground. I have heard the crying sound. No one can stop you now. No one can stop you now. Her eyes are basking in sun. No one knows why she did the things she's done. Oh, shame, swallow me now. Shame, swallow me now. In the garden with my mother I stole a flower. With my mother and in her power I stole a flower. Listening in my womb, I felt you calling to me in the gloom. Rest assured, your love is pure. Rest assured, your love is pure. In the garden with my mother I stole a flower. With my mother in her power I chose flower.
The music by Anthony the Johnsons is from a CD called The Crying Light, and the song he sang is called Her Eyes Are Underneath the Ground. We have some live concerts and Tiny Desk concerts coming up. To keep up with our live events from concerts to conversations, along with blog posts and exclusive first listens, you can follow my status updates on Facebook. Look for Bob Boylan, B-O-B-B-O-I-L-E-N, or Twitter. Go to twitter.com and look for All Songs. And we're also asking for your comments about our shows and the artists we feature. So when you go to npr.org/allsongs, you can not only find out more about the music we play, but you can comment on the music you've heard, including your thoughts on Anthony's voice, Rokia Traore, or our next artist, a more straightforward pop artist known as A.C. Newman. Carl Newman's new record is filled with what he's best at. Well-crafted, 3.5-minute pop songs. And this is the one I like the best on his new CD called Get Guilty. The song is called The Heartbreak Rides.
She said, let's go, LA, she cried. The heartbreak rides for free. Yellow. 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 The heartbreak climbs.
Get Guilty is the second solo CD by A.C. Newman. Carl Newman is a founding member of New Pornographers. The song we just heard is called The Heartbreak Rides. And we'll end on something that is simple and fun. 24-year-old Norwegian singer and guitarist Ida Maria wrote this simple punky pop tune called I Like You So Much Better When You're Naked, and it turned into a UK hit this past summer. The song and the rest of the album called Fortress Round My Heart comes out in the U.S. in the spring, so give a listen to Ida Maria. And don't forget to subscribe to our live concert podcast. We'll be adding some Tiny Desk concert videos there as well, and there's some upcoming shows from the 930 Club that we'll announce very soon. Remember, the Facebook page is called Bob Boylan, and the Twitter feed is All Songs. Our producer is Robin Hilton. Stephen Thompson edits the show. For NPR Music, I'm Bob Boylan. It's All Songs Considered. All the clever things I should say to you, they got stuck somewhere. Stuck between me and you.
Take them off.